Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Helf. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Zoldak. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Conway. Batting third. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Felix Mackiewicz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway misplays the ball. That's an error on Conway. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Heath chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Heath. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Conway moves to third. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Mackiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet lobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobs hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Macchioa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Macchioa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf hits a fly ball into center field. Macchioa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Conway strikes out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out. Berardino moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berardino scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Chet Lobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Browns, 3, Indians, 3. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Macchioa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ciara takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau bunts towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Berardino covering, for the out. Ciara moves to second. One out. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 0-for-1 in the game. Macioas takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ciara moves to third. Macioas moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ciara scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0-for-1 in the game. Helf strikes out. One out. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Conway reaches third base with a triple. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Ciara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciara is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ciara takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Macioas. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Ciara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Lobs hits a fly ball towards center. Macioas settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Macioas. Stevens scores. Lobs moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 4, Indians, 4. Joe Barry now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Conway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Macioas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ross bunts towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. Macioas moves to second. One out. Cliff Fannin now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Macioas moves to third. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Macioas scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 3 in the game. Case takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to third. Barry moves to second. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Conway strikes out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0 for 2 in the game. Helf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Sierra strikes out. Helf drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sierra out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Macioas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barry bunts between the mound and first base. Fannin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barry for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a fly ball towards left. Heath settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Heath. Hegan scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Indians. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Conway hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello pinch hits for Mark Christman. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a fly ball into right field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Hank Helf. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger pinch runs for Joe Schultz. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Cliff Fannin. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.